and seemed to be floundering desperately through both. Young Prince Dutiful, poised on the lip of his betrothal to the out-islander Narcheska, had turned to me as a mentor, not just as a teacher for both skill and wit, but as someone to guide him through the rapids of adolescence to manhood. I did not lack for people who cared about me, nor for folk I deeply cherished. But for all that, I stood more alone than ever I had before. The strangest part was my slow realization that I chose that isolation. Night Eyes was irreplaceable. He had worked a change on me in the years that we had shared. He was not half of me. Together we made a whole. Even when Hap came into our life, we regarded him as a juvenile and a responsibility. The Wolf and I were the unit that made the decisions. Ours was the partnership. With Night Eyes gone, I felt I would never again share that arrangement with any other, animal or human. When I was a lad spending time in the company of Lady Patience and her companion Lacey, I often overheard their blunt appraisals of the men at court. One assumption Patience and Lacey had shared was that a man or woman who had passed their 30th year unwed was likely to remain so. "Set in his ways," Patience would declare at the gossip that some graying lord had suddenly begun to court a young girl. "Spring has turned his head, but she'll